Today we have students ranging in age from 5 to 13, and they study at Pittsburgh Music Academy. And the very first student we're going to hear from goes to Our Lady of Grace, and her name is Viola Tomaszewski. That was beautifully done. Come on over, Viola, and we're going to say hello to you. Meanwhile, let's have Ethan take off your headphones and get ready to go up and play. And Viola, we'll just put this orange microphone right next to you so I can ask you, what is the name of what you just played?
Cuckoo.
I like that song. What do you like about playing piano?
It's really fun.
What makes it fun? Can you describe that?
I just like learning new songs and playing them and everything.
When did you start?
This year, actually.
Was it hard at the beginning?
A little bit, yes.
What makes it hard?
Learning new notes and learning new songs sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine that it would be. How do you get better? Like, how have you managed to learn? Because you sounded really good.
You just have to practice every day and a lot of time.
Is it hard to practice?
Not really.
Now, you're 7, right?
Yeah.
And what grade are you going into?
2nd.
Are you looking forward to getting back to school?
Yes.
I thought you might be. Do you know what you'll be learning about this year?
I don't know yet, but I hope.
Yeah, it's not like they tell you what's coming up necessarily. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you're grown up?
No.
Well, that's good. What do you like to do for fun besides piano?
Art, and I like to sing.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And when you sing, is it just, what kind of music do you like to sing? Opera?
No.
Classical arias. Now, do you like to sing like in a choir or just like along with songs you hear on the radio or online?
Sometimes along with songs I hear on the radio.
That's great. Who are some of your favorite artists?
I like Sabrina Carpenter. And I like Katy Perry.
Well, that's great. Do you know Ethan very well, Ethan Lee, who's about to play?
No.
Do you know him well enough to say, here is Ethan Lee, and then we'll have him play, and then we'll both get to know him together?
Okay.
I'll let you introduce him. Go ahead.
Here is Ethan Lee.
Well, wasn't that nice? That was Ethan Lee, who is 5 years of age from Pittsburgh Music Academy. And Sophia, we'll get you up and ready to go. While I talk with Ethan, you'll want to take off your headphones and get ready to go up to the piano. Sophia and Ethan, can you please tell me the name of what you just played?
El Grito 2.
And that was really a good song. Where will you be going to school this coming fall?
I don't know.
What grade are you going into?
Grade one.
So you just finished kindergarten.
Yeah.
And I think you're from Wexford, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. What do you like about playing the piano? I'm assuming you like it. Do you like playing?
No.
You don't? You're very good.
Yeah.
Do you practice a lot?
Yeah.
And do you know a lot of songs yet?
What?
Do you know a lot of songs?
Yeah.
Well, you seem to be quite good. Now, is Cindy your sister?
Yeah.
Do you ever play? Does she help you learn sometimes?
Yeah.
I thought so. Do you know what you'd like to be when you get older?
I don't know.
No? Any ideas yet? Cindy, do you know any ideas that Ethan might have?
Not really.
No? Do you think Ethan likes playing the piano, or is he still getting used to it?
He's still getting used to it.
It's hard at the beginning, but you sound really, really good, Ethan.
When I practice piano, I always get bored.
You get bored practicing? Well, there's probably ways. That is kind of because you have to repeat it a lot. And you know what happens. And I bet your sister could tell you that once you do it a few times, it starts to get way more interesting. When did you start playing? Was it maybe just a few months ago or a year ago? How long have you been playing piano?
Like,
Cindy, do you know?
11.
It's 11 weeks, months, years, not years, but how long has it been for him, Cindy, do you know?
A couple months.
Yeah, at the beginning, it's really tough to keep up with it, but you're doing it, and you sound great, Ethan, and thank you for being here. Now, next up, we have Sophia. Ian, do you want to introduce her? Can you just say, here is Sophia?
Here is Sophia.
That is maybe the most pleasant version of that song I've ever heard. Come on over, Sophia, and we'll talk about that. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's our Youth Express segment where we have pianists playing today from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Isabella Sysak is next, and she'll be going up. And meanwhile, I'm going to make sure that I was right. Sophia, did you just play Go Tell Aunt Rhody? And oh, let me get your mic on. You did?
Yes.
And do you know the words to that song?
I do.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad song. You know, go tell Aunt Rhody the old gray goose is dead. I liked the way you played it because it was a little more upbeat. It's like, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody the gray goose is not dead. You know, how long have you been playing piano? How many?
I don't know.
Well, how old are you now?
7.
Do you remember how old you were when you started?
I think 6.
You're very, very good. Now, do you like playing?
Yes, I do.
So it gets better after a while, right?
Yeah.
I would think. What do you enjoy about it?
Because it's fun and it sounds pretty.
And you go to Mount Lebanon Montessori. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what grade are you going to be going into?
2nd.
Are you looking forward to getting back there?
Not really.
No. What's your summer been like? Did you go away anywhere special? Or?
Yes, I went to Cape May and Ocean City.
I would not be looking forward to getting back to school either. It sounds like you like the beach, huh?
Yes.
Well, you did a great job today. And next up is Isabella. Would you like to introduce her?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Up next is Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
Another great selection from Pittsburgh Music Academy student Isabella Sysak in this case. And Cindy, stay put, and we'll talk with you before you play, just so we can get to know you a little better. And Isabella, was I saying Sysak right? Did I get it right? I did, because I'll bet some people sometimes don't get that right. How old are you?
7.
And you, along with Violet, go to Our Lady of Grace, right?
Yes.
What song did you just play?
Cuckoo.
Another cuckoo. I thought I had a match there. Are you looking forward to getting back to school, or would you like a little more summer, too?
Kind of.
What did you do this summer?
We went to the beach.
Very nice.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to do that. What else do you like to do when you're not playing piano or at the beach? Do you have any hobbies or things you enjoy doing?
Like, I don't know.
No, do you like to draw, or are there some school subjects you like?
I like to draw sometimes.
I thought you might. Do you know what you want to be when you're older?
No, not really.
Too early, huh? Well, I'm going to have you introduce Cindy, but before you do, I just want to get to know her a little bit better. You heard her earlier. You're 13, right?
Yes.
And how many years have you been playing piano?
About 8 years.
And where do you go to school?
Marshall Middle.
What's nice to have you here. Now, you've stuck with it for a long time. Was it hard at the beginning, or was it pretty clear to you that you wanted to play piano?
I don't really remember.
It's been a long time. Do you play a lot now? Are you playing in any ensembles or groups?
Sometimes I play at my school orchestra.
Great. And you, being a little older than everybody here, have you thought about what you might like to be when you grow up?
Not really.
No, it's kind of young. Any ideas at all? Any like thoughts? Like, do you like math or science or the arts?
Maybe I'll be a teacher.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a great field. Now, what is the name of the song you're going to play?
Rondo alla Turca.
Oh, that's a great song. Wow. So we're going to get you ready to play. Make sure you take your headphones off. And as I thank Pittsburgh Music Academy for being with us today, I'm going to turn back to Isabella and let her do the introduction of Cindy Lee, and it looks like Cindy is ready to go. So, Isabella, this is your intro. All you need to do is say, "Here's Cindy."
Here's Cindy.
Thank you.
Cindy Lee from Pittsburgh Music Academy, and thanks to all of you. More information on their programs is available at pghma.com.